listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, just a quick reminder that if you're going to be making any purchases on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, please go to www.9to5.cc first and click the links in the sidebar or at the bottom of the page to support the site. It makes no difference to you, but it really helps us out a lot. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
Most obligated it.
Yo, Walter, you gotta come help us kidnap a Mogwai.
Where the fuck did you guys find a Mogwai?
No, he's. I get it. I wake up.
We needed help loading gear.
I wake up Thursday morning, and I got a message at 11:42 p.m. because I'd clearly fallen asleep before then, apparently. And I have a voicemail on my phone, and it says, and I'm like, and it's from Wes. I'm like, he doesn't usually call me or anything.
We're not friends.
Yeah, we're not.
Yo, Walter, man, we needed you to come help us to kidnap a Mogwai. And he's like laughing. And I'm like,
and that's your introduction to the two Anglo members of the BCASA.
Are we going?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is rolling. We're live.
That's a quality.
Live on the internet.
You always
that
get
doesn't make any sense.
It's live on television on the internet.
Zach, you can't say that they're the BCASA because they're missing Tarzan.
It's still the BCASA.
Let's pretend Tarzan's here.
Yeah, man, he's the drummer.
Tarzan's here. He doesn't say anything. Yeah.
If he was here, he wouldn't say anything anyway. So, we're here. We're all here. All
right. So, this is Nick, who was just talking. Introduce yourself to the listeners, Nick.
My name is Nick. I believe in the power of positive thought. And I like hugs and, just holding hands and, people with clean teeth. And, yeah, man, I'm a good guy, I think. All right? Yeah, that's...
Wesley, your response?
My rebuttal is, my name is Wes, and I like candy and rotting teeth, and I like to put bubble gum in people's pockets so that when they go to get the things out, it's all like...
Oh, that was you!
And I melt the chocolate bars as well. And I'm also in the Bicasa.
Did you say you're also in... Bicasa or into Bicasa?
I'm also into them, but I'm also in them.
Also, this is the best
I'm
time.
Also inside them.
Best time podcast of all time. You were like, last night's going to be our last show in a little while. We're like, hey, let's get these guys on a podcast.
Yeah, to go plug something.
Now that they're not going to be taking some time off from live shows, let's fucking talk to them.
I think this should be our first ever retroactive plugging.
This will be plugging.
Oh, yeah, you guys should post this last week.
How was the show last night?
That was good. That was fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
What was that show?
It was the Beatdown's CD launch. The Beatdown Walkin' Proud album. Really good. Really good band, good album.
Yeah, solid, man. It's a good time. Fun time. The opening band was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, Vinny Savage and the Wild Side from Saint-Thérèse. Good guys.
Yeah.
Are they like punk rock?
Both bands are like, I guess the Beatdown is more like traditional like reggae. Okay. And then Vinny Savage is kind of like how the Planet Smashers do ska, that really upbeat party ska, you know? So there's like some distorted guitars too in there.
Makes very good vibe.
They're good, yeah. They're a good live band, good party music.
You guys know, did you guys get the speech not to touch shit on this thing?
we got the lowdown.
All right, good. Well, fuck. No. So fuck.
If I do things like this...
That's going to sound good.
Oh, yeah, me too. Hold on. I also want to do this. You know? Okay.
So we're good then.
All right.
So I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about? You could talk about your hip-hop act from 5 years ago.
We're going to go really retroactive.
Exactly. I'm going to post this on the internet in 2006.
Do you guys remember being sperms?
Well, I asked why you had announced that you weren't going to be doing shows for a while, and what did you tell me?
Well, this like it's not. We're not just saying we just don't have any shows.
You're not
booked.
Taking a break. You're like,
no,
you're
no. We
shit.
Just
well.
We,
Wes is pregnant.
Wes is on mat leave.
We're not going to spend the time as a band now booking because we have other projects. So,
but if somebody were to book you for something,
yeah, if someone has a good show, like we're open to booking.
No,
if it's a good
opportunity.
You heard it here first, kids. They're open to booking.
Yeah.
Get ready for your phones to be ringing off the hook.
Right now, it's like, it really is live. Yeah, it's like, how did that even happen? Live.
Madden, live. By NFL, fucking,
like,
blitz.
By hilarious, like, old-timey, like, New York fat guy with, like, fuck the B-cast on.
And
now hear this.
You guys open for some fledgling pop-punk band out of Fresno?
Hmm? I thought they were from Orange County, aren't they?
Orange County?
Oh, is Orange County?
Could be, I don't know.
Half of them are from
I think a couple of them are from
California.
The one I talked to, at least the bassist's wife said they were from Orange County.
Bassist wife and Wesley.
Yeah, they really hit it off. They had a moment.
You were there too. We were having dinner with the bassist and his wife.
I wasn't eating anything. I was just pounding back the beers.
That
was my dinner.
But the bassist like, it's on me, and you're like 10 beers.
For the absolute sake of clarity, can we maybe say what we're talking about right here?
No, the Offspring.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
You guys opened the fucking Offspring.
Yeah, that was rad, man. That was awesome.
And then you went drinking with them afterwards?
No, we just hung out in the backstage, and like it's, you know, where else are you going to go? You go there, fucking deal your money.
There was, like, leftover food from that because it was, like, catered and shit. You know, big shows always have banquet-esque things put out.
Did you guys hear about what happened to their second show?
Yeah, well, because of, surprise, surprise, politics ruining more things. They ruined a fucking, they didn't ruin the show. They just had to move the venue. Because the
elections ruined it.
Because some guy got shot.
Yeah.
Two guys got
really
shot.
Shitty.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry. One person was killed, from what I heard.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. Were they like, hey, Offspring, get out of the Metropolis.
Probably they didn't have access to their
party.
They didn't have access to their instruments.
They played Metropolis Monday, okay? After the show, they left all their gear backstage because,
you know,
they had
a
show on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right.
But then there was the Put in Marois speech.
Shit went down.
Some guy got shot at Metropolis. So when they wanted to get their stuff,
it was a crime scene.
Wednesday.
Dun, dun.
It was a crime scene. So not only couldn't play there, but they booked Olympia instead. It got switched to another venue, but they couldn't get their gear out. So they had to rent a bunch of guitars and amps and everything.
But isn't like Olympia like way smaller than?
It's the same hall. It's like 2,000 plus. And the show wasn't sold out, so it was,
okay, all right,
there was actually still tickets.
That would have been shitty if it was sold out and then people couldn't get in.
Speaking of Olympia, I just want to put it out there. Mixmaster Mike is coming to fucking Olympia.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Shit.
I think I'm going to check that out.
Dude, I'll come.
Just putting it out there.
That sounds awesome.
I'm in too.
I think it's this month. It's in September. Something.
Really?
I leave next weekend for a month.
Jeez. I could be wrong. It could be in October. I just saw the flyer.
Go on, ask him why.
I was like, ooh.
No, don't ask me why. I don't fucking
Why are you leaving?
I don't want to tell you.
Keith?
Okay, I'm having an abortion.
Right. Again?
Again. Shit. Fucking every month.
How is that even still physiologically possible, Keith?
Every month.
I thought the doctor said your vaginal canal, the lining of the walls, had been completely shred from all the coat hangers that had gone up there.
the home abortions. Because you can only do the doctor abortions like once every 3 months or something by law.
You cannot host another fetus.
I really hope this gets edited out.
No, dude, we don't shit.
No,
shit.
This is gonna be highlight. This is highlight reel shit.
Oh my goodness.
This part's gonna be louder than the rest of it.
No, we do this thing where we occasionally
what are they saying?
It just gets really like when commercials come on TV, it gets fucking like obnoxiously loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
So this is where you drop the name of your doctor and give his phone number, right?
My abortion doctor.
And
the latest medication that you're taking too.
Yeah.
So if you guys need an abortion, call Wes. He's very gentle and
discreet.
He'll give you
a wizard with a code.
Free pudding afterwards.
I'll even wear
at least
gloves.
We thought it was pudding.
not any kind of like sterilized.
Not
gloves,
any special kind of gloves. Just gloves, like those dollar store the ones that get the holes in them really quick in the fingers.
Oh, those ones!
They're hand puppets. One's a monkey, one's a parrot, you know?
Oh, they're my assistants.
What do we have here? Oh, it looks like a baby!
So fucked up.
Not anymore. Man overboard! Man overboard!
So we're pro-choice, yeah. in case you didn't figure that shit out.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit, I got two beers going.
Yeah, you do.
Two fists in them there, bud.
Pro-choice.
So, Keith, where are you going?
Yeah, so
I'm traveling for work. This is like I'm going to be going to like Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver.
Oh, that's not as interesting as we do.
Yeah,
let's edit part of that out. You're getting an abortion.
Keith, the abortions.
Yeah, let's edit that part about working out.
It's going to be fun.
Keith doesn't work.
I don't work either, man. It's the best.
So you guys are waiting. Hang on, though. I was trying to think about this in actual prep of this interview. You guys have been making music together for like 15 years?
We
started making stupid videos.
I guess I was maybe 15, so it's been like a good like 10, 11 years.
I'm 23 now. We started when I was like 12 or 13.
Yeah, so like 11 years-ish.
Which is fucked up to be like, I'm 23 now. We've been making music for 12 years.
Yeah, and here and just like still, it's going well though.
We've been making music. Yeah,
more so recently.
You've
but
given up on a lot of things, like your hip hop career.
I like that you prefaced that statement with "to be fair" and then said something really shitty.
To be fair,
we've had
a lot of endeavors over the years too. Not just that, like fucking Raz alone has had I don't know how many projects, like. Come and go over the years. Like, oh, yo, I'm doing this. Fucking, you had Robot Planet for a while. That was pretty cool.
I made one song of Robot Planet.
Robots, and I made the little like picture of them for you and shit. It was like,
yeah, Robot Planet.
I was surprised.
Kill the humans.
Oh, like,
kill the humans. Or
it was
whatever.
The humanes.
Humanes. That was fucking good, man. That was awesome.
I was surprised to see at the Offspring show. Like, I didn't know this. Like on the t-shirts they were selling and shit. That it said, like they were like it said they've been around since '84. Like
Offspring's been around for a while.
Which did not occur to me. They had a different name at the beginning. They released
their first album in like '88 or some shit.
Yeah, and they performed under a different name at the beginning.
Is Ignition their second?
I thought that was their first.
I think their first is a self-titled. I think Ignition's actually the second. First one was probably really garbage, you know? And then like they don't really do anything. And then Ignition was like
I remember seeing videos when I was a very small kid when they still had long hair. They had like braids and shit.
Yeah, with like Dexter had like super long dreadlock hair.
Yeah, they looked like they were part of the like Seattle grunge scene. Yeah, exactly. But no, they're from California and they played punk rock.
They didn't know how to fucking
a lot of woes.
They didn't know what they were doing.
No.
A bunch of kids.
Were they nice guys? Were they
yeah,
cool? We talked to mainly the guitarist Noodles, and we talked with the drummer, because there's three original members. There's the bassist, the singer Dexter, and Noodles, the guitarist, and then they have two other members in the band who are just I guess
the other guitarist.
They tour with them, and I don't know if they're permanent members now. But
the other guitarist was he told me he used to be in H2O. I guess he's part of the band now. I think
he's played with H2O. I think he's just kind of like. I don't know, part of maybe the record label, and he tours with bands, and I don't know.
Like the black guys in No Doubt.
Yes.
Or not in No Doubt, but are on every album and in the shows.
Yeah, exactly. So
well,
to give them
street cred, right?
So those.
To give them a horn section because they still pretend to be a ska band.
We didn't talk much to the singer and the bass player, but the other guitarist, the other original member, we talked with him for a while. He talked to us the most. He's a really nice guy.
He probably already thinks that.
What?
the bassist. Yeah, well, it was funny because like we had dinner and shit like just before we played, and then I guess the wife got a little like tipsy or whatever throughout the show, and like at the end we were all down there, and like as they were sort of. I don't think they were leaving, but I think... Oh, yeah, that's it. We were leaving. And she was like, oh! Like, she wanted to get a picture with me and Raz. And I'm like, why? Like, have you looked at us? Like, we look like shit. And she's like, oh! Like, she kind of looks sad. She's like, oh, I thought we had a thing. I thought we had a moment. We had dinner together. And I was like, okay. Like, I don't want to shit on your moment or whatever. So, here we go. So and then she hands her iPhone to her husband, the bassist, and he just like I felt a little bit bad after because like I just kind of saw this look on his face like I think we're sort of the ones supposed to be going to him like yo can we get a picture with you and instead it's his wife asking to get a picture with us
it was kind of this weird, awkward moment
like what the fuck and he like takes a picture and he's like ugh. Like he looked really like not enthused to be doing
city.
That yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if that was a perpetual thing or if we were like, we were just one notch in her belt loop
Wes,
or whatever.
Wes,
like,
one more time. What was she like?
No, that's not how it was. She was like, oh. But it was really pleasant. It doesn't sound nice.
It was a lot better than that. Yeah. She was legitimately super nice.
I sound like a dying animal right now. She sounded like an awestruck and
you boys are
like,
so cute. Yeah, nice. Get a picture.
You know,
is
like
the bassist wife from Offspring, 80 years old because she's either either a dying animal or she's my grandma.
No, you see what I mean? Like she was doing a thing like you know when grandmas think things are cute, they're like oh, like she was doing that, but it didn't sound like that. It just sounds bad.
Well, yeah, they're fucking.
But she was like, oh, you guys, like we gotta get a picture, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, they're all in their 40s.
You make her sound like Kathy Bates from Misery.
No, she was super nice, man. She was asking us like where we should go sightseeing and stuff. We had a nice conversation with them.
Told us a lot of
and again, they were really nice people, and it was really cool to find out that too because a lot of times I've heard some stories of people. playing with, like Dave from the Planet Smashers has told me he's played with.
Oh, don't drop any names. Here.
Simple.
Okay. I'll take that
simple
back.
Simple Plan.
Well, I'm not gonna drop any names that he dropped, but he has played with some. I'm not gonna mention. He's played with some bands that he perhaps grew up listening to, and he met them, and he was just like, "Okay, these guys are total fucking dicks."
Yeah.
And he's like, and it just kind of like ruins your perspective of the band completely, or at least you know, like it can.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Sure,
it can kind of ruin like not ruin your childhood, but like if I were to play with them and then find out they were dicks, I'd just be like, okay, well, I would kind of respect them a little less as a band.
Yeah, exactly. If they're really dicks, you might stop listening to them even because you're like, okay, they make.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, and like you know. Smash was one of the first punk albums I had been listening to, so to meet them and to find out they're actually super chill fucking dudes, very, very cool thing.
Yeah.
And also, not only that, to not find out they're cool dudes, to just give us the time of the day, too, and, like, talk with us.
They
watched our set, too.
Yeah,
you know
which
I mean? So,
which is nice.
That was a fucking
you kind of expect
pretty
a bigger band
to
not really give a crap. I mean, they're, like, they're on tour. Maybe they're backstage, like, you know,
I guess
on Skype with their wife and kids or something, you know, or just, like, they have other shit
to do.
Because
they probably got, like, you know, full-on, like, kids that aren't babies, you know? Like,
Noodle said he has a 10-year-old, you know?
10-year-old?
He's got a 10-year-old kid.
Oh, really? I thought his kids were closer to our age.
Noodle started going gray in, like, 95.
I thought they were closer to our age. I guess they're a little younger or whatever. But anyways, you remember we were telling him.
Wait! Who's closer to your age,
their
offspring
kids.
Or their kids?
No, their kids.
Okay, I was like, Wes, man, your fucking dates are all fucked here, man.
No, well, that's what I thought because I didn't.
No, man.
No,
guys,
I, no that would make sense.
40s,
they're only in their
40s.
So, yeah, their kids are probably like in early teens or like 10.
Yeah, it depends
10,
on they have kids.
I mean,
you'd assume they'd have kids a little bit later, considering they were
well,
the
because
offspring.
We,
yeah, you're on tour all the time.
That's
it's
it.
Like,
we,
it's not
we,
a
unless they got
good
kids
time
everywhere,
kids.
If you know what I'm saying.
We mentioned Shredder. We mentioned like Ninja Turtles because what we're working on. Actually, the main reason why we're not booking our own shows. While we're
this
focusing.
Is what I was hoping you would get at before, Nick,
yeah,
which
okay,
Wes is
going
to like, get into now.
I realize
what
this.
Done,
we
like,
we, going
hey,
back to this question,
hey.
Why we're not doing
oh,
shows.
This is a massive concept.
We are working, exactly, concept album we're working on. It's always been an idea of ours to do some kind of like big project, and it just kind of came about that it ended up being this thing we wanted to work on. We've already... It began as a title before a concept anything. It was Fuck You, Shredder. It's going to be a concept album.
It just sort of came out like Ninja Turtles. Who would have thought?
Well,
began to Ninja Turtles. Well, where did that come from?
It's going to be like
Ninja
Dark
Turtles preceded this band.
Yeah, exactly. No,
you guys are obsessed with Ninja Turtles.
The idea, the word, the phrase "fuck you, Shredder" comes from like I was chilling with DeClaudio, Bones Malones, for lack of
our first ever
guest on the show.
Oh, he was on the show before too. Forgot about that.
They're chilling bones.
Wait, you didn't hear that?
So
one,
I was chilling with awful, I was chill. I don't have the internet, all right? I live in fucking 1998. I have a Dreamcast and I have a VHS player.
I was telling Wes, dude, you should watch. Like, yo, I can lend you fucking some good Woody Allen movies. Like, yeah, if they're not on VHS, I can't watch
them. So yeah,
I mean, the best of you got like video cassettes, but like of old news. Like we're just sort of like Bill Clinton.
Yeah, it's even the news isn't even relevant. It's just like ice storm shit and like
exactly.
Yeah, dude. After 98, everything went to shit, man. It's a good year.
That's it.
Stay there forever.
So yeah, that's what all this is about. I was chilling with Bones one day. Oh, what?
My
Dreamcast that shit's gonna
only
fuck
has
us
two
up.
Numbers in the fucking dates.
Yeah, your Dreamcast says like 1998 or some shit, doesn't it?
What's that?
The date on your Dreamcast, it still says like 1999.
Dreamcast was the only thing.
Oh yeah, when you
Y2K.
Turn it on to like to format it or whatever, it's like, is this date correct? And it's like January 1st, 1999. I'm like,
So you found the one thing that actually did get fucked up by Y2K. It's amazing.
So fuck you, Shudder.
So fuck you, Shudder. I was chilling with Bones one day and. This is not really an integral. It's an integral part, but not an interesting part. We were chilling in my the apartment that I had grown up in, and something the old woman living downstairs like made some noise here and there really? Sometimes. So we were just chilling in my living room, and I decided to shout "fuck you, Shudder" at her, and that's where that started. So nice. This is like I was a teenager when this happened,
yeah.
And it evolved, and then one day. Bones drew some pictures of the Ninja Turtles in action poses, screaming "fuck you, Shredder." And then one day we were looking at these pictures he drew, and we were like, "Holy fuck, we gotta make an EP called Fuck You, Shredder." And then we were like, "No, fuck that, we're making a concept album." So it's all Ninja Turtles based songs, and it's already pretty much done. Like,
yeah, I don't even know when we decided to do this. It kind of just happened.
It evolved into its own thing. It eventually
we like, kind of just joked about it for a while, and then started writing songs. Yeah, it'll be like this, and all of a sudden we're like, "Wait a minute, we have like 15 songs. We're this,
yeah,
what the hell's going on?"
A joke
like
went
as we were laughing about it, we were like, "Oh shit, wait a minute, now this is going on." Yeah, we figure if we're already like the stupidest band in town, like you know, we've got to up our game, and like we've got to find. better ways to like outdo
our
outstupid.
Yeah, pretentiously stupid. That's exactly it. We've got to be like. It's so stupid. It's like postmodern. It's artistic.
This
you know,
is like, this is like your dark side of the moon. I think.
Yeah, this yeah. is yeah,
yeah
this
yeah,
is
exactly.
Yeah, this is our dark side of the moon. Totally, this is our Ziggy
really?
Stardust.
And it, really, you think Dark Side's more of a concept album than the fucking Wall? Dumbass.
It's a better album than the Wall.
I'm not saying it's a better album, but the concept is fucking. Wall is way more stupid.
Hey, fuck you, Shredder.
Yeah, seriously though, fuck you.
Fuck off.
I got two with on my
and
side
our,
here.
And our own endeavor into. Concept album domain territory has inspired me. I've already started writing our next concept album.
Can you say what it is, or you're like, is that too top yeah, secret?
For the record, I think pretty, that most people would go Dark Side.
It's pretty top secret.
But, to that reference more so than the Wall.
It's a concept album.
I think so.
You're a fucking idiot.
They're both concept albums. I
find Dark Side's an experimental album.
I debated going to Dark Side, going
Let's
to the Wall
musicians.
Over Dark Side.
It's conceptually. An experimental
I've
album.
Never listened yeah. to The Wall, and I don't intend on
But The Wall
yeah,
is,
listen,
the wall
really
is a full concept
I don't
album,
listen
though.
To Pink Floyd a lot, but so I wouldn't know. I can't actually comment on that.
Agreed. So, right. yeah, so what's the new concept?
yeah, Wes is alone on this one. So
it's,
far,
it's
like
secret,
we haven't like
the secret, the secret history of the human race, or of the planet Earth, rather, I guess.
And now you just went full-on pretentious and not even joking.
Yeah, but is it like
anymore?
The secret history, and you're just sort of like, the president is Darkwing Duck? Like, or
no,
is it like,
well,
are you like,
it's like my own. I've already written out the development of the story of it.
Okay.
See, this is gonna be the Wall.
It's like
this,
is
the Wall.
It's, like, it's kind of a 2001
yeah,
the Space Odyssey thing.
You're
starts,
right.
It starts
yeah, because
is,
like
this is the fuck
back.
You Shredder. Fuck you
yeah,
Shredder is the Dark Side.
Because Dark Side had Gilmore and Waters collaborating on yeah. it, and then the Wall was all fucking Waters.
Yeah, and it was and also
he's Waters.
And it's all just like one story. It's like fuck you Shredder is all one story too. But it's like we kind of wrote. We wrote the all the songs with it in mind, and it just so happens that they're all in a kind of like a set mood, and like
yeah.
they can transition into each other and stuff. So that's kind of cool. But I'm actually writing the next one as pretty well as one piece. I'm gonna write it like I think it's gonna be like 9 songs because the way I wrote out the story, it's in 3. It's like I almost wrote it as a play. It's like it's got 3 acts, and
yeah.
each
yeah.
act has 3 sort of like chapters.
In different
to it.
Periods of history, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So the first one is like the sort of what is it? The I think it's called the Mesozoic era. So it's like when the
yeah, yeah.
the lizards were ruling.
Yeah, the Trapezoic area.
The trapezoidal era.
Trapezoid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Since you're doing this, you need to know.
Oh yeah, that's it. The Mesozoic. Yeah. Cause I've done
don't use Google or Wikipedia or anything.
Just make up my own terms.
Your own opinion.
In the trapezoidal era of the planet Earth, the crustaceous satius. The Reese's Pieces era of the planet Earth.
Who screams trapezoid? It's not.
Who's trapezoid?
Who screams? No, it's
fuck. I'm.
It's the guy with the magic, and it shoots the skulls and shit.
What the fuck are
Wait,
you?
Wait, what game
Kombat.
Are you talking? Mortal Kombat.
Trapezoid.
Trapezoid.
Is that a?
Is it Cabal?
No, it's not Cabal. No, it's the guy with the ponytail.
This is late era
shit. Young. No.
Oh,
I think
Shang
it's
Tsung?
I think it might be young Shang Tsung.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, some of the guys with like the
Quan Chi.
Maybe Quan Chi.
Yeah.
Anyway, Keith, you were saying?
Fuck you guys.
Anyways, you were saying? Fuck you guys. God damn it.
No, I'm like, fuck. I never played that much Mortal Kombat. I was like,
oh, man, you are missing out.
No,
there's one guy who screams trapezoid constantly. Well, the reason why he screams trapezoid constantly is because I just like, I try hitting the same move over
yeah,
and
yeah.
over again, and it's just him screaming trapezoid.
Okay.
But it's not
like,
actually
well,
trapezoid.
It's like when you fight, I see, South Street Fighter, when you play Sagat and the computer's playing him and you're on like any kind of difficult level and it's just Tiger,
What's
Tiger,
name?
Sagat.
Sagat.
You call him Sagat, don't you?
Sagat.
No,
S-A-G-A-T.
I don't know. I don't really know the Street Fighter.
No,
like
no, it's Sagat.
Not as good.
No. Sagats.
Sagat, when you're playing on like hard difficulty, just like Tiger, 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 Tiger. You get close,
Tiger
like,
knee.
Tiger uppercut. And you're like, God damn it. Like,
tiger punch.
Tiger
knee.
Tiger
knee. Uppercut. Oh, fuck.
Shuriken. All right, sorry, that's other.
Guile.
Garaka chest.
No, Shuriken is Ryu.
Sonic Boom. Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom.
Fuck, I love that. And the funniest is those like those audio clips took up like so much space on the cartridge to sound so shitty. They're like, there's real voices! And
Whoa!
It like took up so much fucking memory.
Yeah, the Mortal Kombat.
Lights of Steel.
Exactly. During Skate or Die.
Get over here! Come here! Get over here!
Did either of you play Skate or Die?
Yeah, yeah. Matt.
And it's like, skate or die.
That was a good game. Yeah,
the Blades of Steel. The Blades of Steel was a good one too.
Wasn't there a guy called Rodney in there with a mohawk, and he looked like Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah, he was like, he's Rodney Dangerfield with a mohawk.
And there was Poser Pete. There's also Poser Pete.
Yeah, who sucked.
Yeah.
And there was, who was like the badass? It was like,
there was a Rodney Dangerfield character?
Yeah. His name was Rodney, and it was this dude with a mohawk, with a big pink mohawk.
Go to his shop and get new wheels.
His name was Rodney. He looked just like Rodney.
I don't know this game at all.
You got missions from him too, didn't you?
Yeah.
What Skater Diets on the original Nintendo.
And you skate around. If you skate for too long in the streets, a skull comes after you.
Yeah.
You literally skate or die.
Exactly.
A red skull comes after you.
Walter, right now, because you cannot see, he looks petrified.
What?
It's a fucking great game. In Skater Die 2, you don't have the half-pipe mode. In the half-pipe mode, you just play for fucking hours. It was a half-pipe with like a little mini-ramp in the middle.
I think they also made like Ski or Die.
Ski or Die, fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Because we all knew snowboarding existed. So we were like, you guys are just wasting our time.
Yeah. Honestly, it just didn't sound as good. Snowboard or Die. It's like, too many syllables. Well, ski. We'll make it skiing.
And then you're like, I'm skiing. That's rebellious.
The music in Skate or Die is fucking rad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you listen to the soundtrack of Skate or Die, just like play around and shit. Like, what the fuck? Such fucking rad risk, man. I gotta steal some of that, actually.
Yeah, let's do it.
I gotta find an old Skate or Die.
By the way, us as a band, we steal most of our riffs from old Nintendo video games.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them.
You don't say.
Mega Man 2, the original Ninja Turtles, Double Dragon.
Mega Man 2 has some of the best fucking songs in Nintendo history.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give me a hard example of this? I see what you guys are saying here, but can you give me like a hard example?
I think most of them are on Fuck You Shredder.
Yeah, nothing we've released yet, I don't think. But
nothing we've done in the past has been a ripoff. But this album, in many aspects,
we're combining elements that could it be interpreted as ripping off? And sure, it's ripping it off, but but for us, it's more a tribute to all the things we fucking think are fucking awesome. Like, we're taking little snippets of riffs from, like, old Ninja Turtles games and, like, Mega Man.
Yeah, you do.
And we're taking little bits of lyrics from, like, Wu-Tang and the Beastie Boys and, like, you know.
Yeah, most of the lyrics, actually, on Fuck You Shedder are, like, ripped off of, like, 90s hip-hop.
Yeah. Basically a, like, 1993 golden age of hip-hop album, but with us.
So it's got Nintendo riffs. So it's got cease and desist written all over it.
It's got that. Honestly, we're just going to write one for ourselves. We're not even going to wait. We're just going to shut down the project.
Send a cease and desist article.
Should we do obligatory background info for the broad audience that's not in the city.
We're gonna have them on again.
Yeah, probably.
I was gonna say though that Nintendo music is fucking better than any fucking game music.
What's interesting?
Like today at work, I was just like walking down a hallway, and you know there, I forget which castle it was. I think it was either Super Mario World. Maybe Mario.
I thought you were talking about it in real life. I'm like, there's castles here? What? Which castle were you in?
Like the dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah, exactly. And I just had that tune in my head, and I was like, that is from fucking like 20 years ago in my life.
You know what I mean? Nintendo, go listen to some games, the music fucking sucks, and it's all like, but even that shit's cool. But if you go
Ninja Turtles 2, the game, the arcade game, had the best music. It was so good. And 3, 2 and 3 were the best.
For some reason, I naturally assume that the Genesis had better sound capability and better music than the NES, but like I think it was
Super
like,
Nintendo.
But yeah, sure. Then the angry video game nerd guy like did like a side by side and compare like the same games on different Mortal Kombat and it was way better
every single solitary way except for the physical processing speed. The Genesis was a little bit faster, but you could put more graphics, more colors, better sound. And they had, like, slight 3D rendering all in Super Nintendo.
Yeah, but the physical console looked
sleeker. Hey, guys, anyone listen to this show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dude. Well, in that case, I actually want to promote a band here for anyone's...
You want to plug another band?
I want to plug another band because they fucking deserve it. They're awesome. They're called Bit Brigade. And check out Bit Brigade. They're a band. They're from the States. Where are they from?
I don't know.
Like, Cleveland or
America.
Something. I'm not
sure.
America! All right? One of the 50
You know that if they're plugging you, they're like... The B-Casa from Canada.
No, they don't know us. We know
this
them.
This band is awesome. They do full covers of entire old school video games. Yeah. Like for example, you can find an entire one of their shows on YouTube, and it is them playing the entire soundtrack of Mega Man 2.
Nice.
But they have a guy at the front of the stage who plays the Nintendo, and he's got it on the projector.
So, they
the band
play
is playing along with, like,
whatever level he's in.
So then
in.
If he dies, are they like...
No, he doesn't die.
Yeah, but he never dies. He's so good.
No, he's amazing.
He beats every boss in about 10 seconds. The boss music comes in.
This guy's
like
a wizard. Like, he's
the boss,
wizard.
The
he's
boss,
there,
they
like,
start
like
playing
the
boss music,
like,
and all of a sudden it just falls apart.
Might as well be. And they zoom in on
he
him.
Might as well be on Fred Savage's
They've done Mega Man 2. They've done Castlevania. It's called Castlebandia. They've released an album.
Yeah. Well, there's another band. There's Metroid Metal.
Yeah.
That does fucking, like, hard Metroid... Like, hard... metal versions of every Metroid song.
That's cool, man. Metroid had good music.
And Metroid is fucking... And Metroid, like, when you listen to it, you're like, oh, this makes total sense. As metal, like, it's always like...
Yeah, it's all riffs, man, and, like, heavy drums.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to give props to the guy, the sound guy for... We were doing some shows with the Nashville Pussy earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And their sound guy...
And the Super Suckers.
Their sound guy and the Super Suckers, correct. Their sound guy that was on tour with them, Mark, he's the one who showed us Bit Brigade.
Okay.
He's a super rad dude, and he actually fucking, man, he came to town with the Black Dahlia tour, and he got us on guest list. That was pretty rad of him.
Yeah.
Is he the guy that played a lot of Gotham City Imposters?
Yeah. they were in the tour bus all the time. It's like, I feel so bad, man. I played Gotham City Imposters.
Is that any good? Is that any good? Like that?
Dude.
Is it?
Yeah, if you listen to the other podcast, the 90s
which
podcast.
Which I totally did.
I know. I keep talking about it. They're like, what video games are you playing? I'm like, Gotham City Imposters, so go fuck yourself.
Is it really fun? Is
it's really, really fun. It's like a Unreal Tournament kind of style.
I'm going to get it.
You should. PlayStation Plus.
Is it free? Is it free? I'm gonna get it. You gotta stop calling me dumb shit on the fucking podcast, dude.
Hey, look, I stopped making fun of your drug problems, so.
Let's talk about his other problems. Okay.
Well, from Walter... what I can tell, his only drug problem is getting good drugs, really. But
thank you, sir.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just
we keep talking.
No. Yeah, I know, eh? But he just fills it in so much because he never shuts the fuck up.
I know, right?
Like, me and Wes are walking over here. Wes is like, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, well, you know, we're probably just going to listen to Keith for about 2 hours.
No.
And, like, nod and, like, make sounds.
Yeah, whenever that happens,
I just
talk over Keith, though, when that happens. It's good.
His mic's muted right now, isn't it? No, like, we should mute it all the time. Let's just unplug it. Like, fuck it. Keith, he's back.
That was a fast beer.
Fast beer for fast people, goddammit. Let's do some shout-outs.
Yo, I want to give a shout-out to...
all the people in the submarines.
All people bumping our music in the submarines.
The Eskimos.
Tell us about your... why don't you guys tell us about your cross-Canada tour?
It was good. We listened to Old Dirty Bastard single day.
Yeah. Which album
was that?
Now?
Is that...
It was... I'm just going to say it was all his albums. I can't name one of them.
Okay.
The one that we listen to most. I feel I can't say that. So.
Oh, okay, nigga, please. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That was it.
That was really good. Yeah.
Can you tell us about? Do you want to talk about the dream you had?
What dream did you have?
No, I don't.
That's funny.
You just said it.
No, but it's not a good dream.
But that was...
You could say N-word, please, if you would like to.
No. I love that fucking story. I told someone that.
It wasn't
dude,
a
I laughed so much.
It was
so funny.
Really funny.
It's so funny, dude.
Yeah. Like, it's just so funny that I'm not going to tell the listeners. Fucking
no, but it's...
Well, the name of the Old Dirty Bastard album that you just mentioned.
Right. Yeah, it's good.
That's a fucking wicked album.
That album helped us get through the tour, because when you're driving, like, some days 14 hours straight... And you're losing your fucking mind. It's comforting to listen to ODB and realize that...
He lost his mind.
He lost his mind way more than you, so you're sitting in the van and you're just like, yeah! And you're
losing
your
shit. Then he died real young.
Yeah. Oh,
what took him?
Drugs,
crack?
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was heart complications,
yeah, exactly.
But due to all the crack he smoked, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't like
an
OD,
fucking...
but it was a, like, drugs crippled his body to the point
as
where
he
his body
says,
couldn't be alive anymore.
He was the Osiris of this shit.
Yeah.
Straight up, big baby Jesus.
I'm the Osiris of this shit.
I'm the Osiris of this motherfucker.
Did you hear about GZA's new project?
No.
Where, like, he's gonna be making, he wants to make a bunch of albums about science to get kids into science.
That's fucking awesome, man. I'm so down for that.
Yeah, no, I was like, that's fucking
those guys
super
are
cool.
All,
him,
like, literally
the Wu-Tang are fucking...
Every project they ever do, I follow very closely.
They're very enlightened dudes. Well, some of them anyways. They know what they're talking
about.
Yeah, man.
There's too many of them for them to all be good.
They know what they're talking... No, well,
like GZA and RZA, whatever.
GZA and RZA, yeah. You know,
I know the
RZA is
a pretty enlightened guy, and he... just what he talks about, and just
the rest is the real genius behind most of like what they do. You know, they're all
music.
They're all sick MCs, but he's the mastermind. You know, and like every project that he puts his name on or collaborates with,
I'm so excited for Man with the Iron Fist.
Yeah, man, that's gonna be awesome.
Except for the
that looks pretty cool.
There's one band in the fucking the Black Eyed Peas in the soundtrack. I was like, RZA, what are you doing?
Was this guy? Black Eyed Peas or was it Black Keys?
No. Black Keys are there also.
They're also on
the Black Eyed Peas are also involved in the soundtrack.
Yeah, but maybe the RZA made them be good.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just like cut to pieces and like.
So this guy, speaking of awesome movies, I'd tell this guy, and I'm pointing at Keith for the sake of this podcast.
This guy,
up until Monday, we go to the Grammy Zoo, did not know about Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow.
That movie looks
sick.
Well,
it's not, it hasn't been covered off an awful lot.
Dude, we're going to see that Christmas Day, man.
Christmas Day.
That's when it comes out.
Yeah, nobody's seeing anybody's family. We're just going
to
watch.
No, Christmas Day evening, like, family shit's all done, and it's an excuse to leave. Because at that point, you've been with your family all day.
Oh, shit, I got this movie I got to go to, man.
There's another movie coming out Christmas Day. What is it?
Usually it's Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, no, Great Gatsby was coming out, but I think that got bumped though. I think that got pushed back.
It's a Leonardo DiCaprio
festival. I think they pushed that back to a summer 2013 release.
Right. I really want to see Django Unchained, man. That looks fantastic.
This looks real good. Well, this has been Go Plug Christmas Day releases.
Go Plug Christmas Day. Christmas Day is the best
this
day.
This has been a very
It's not even over. It's
way.
Not even over. What time, Keith? Where
we're
where
coming
are we
up on 40 minutes, which is where we decided that we were going to start asking 5 questions.
So it's where Keith decided that we were going to do 5 questions.
Off, what is this?
5 questions? What's
five
this?
Questions. We asked you 5 questions, and it's 3 questions.
It's just the worst gimmick in the history of podcasts.
You know what? Do you want to scrap it? You were like, no, it's a good idea.
No,
we'll
I
start
like,
with one, and if
so,
it
look,
sucks,
it's three. It's three.
It's a good idea if we would stick to the format.
Shut up, Walter. What's going on, Keith?
Three. Whose side are you on here?
I don't know.
3 questions, the same question to every guest. Then it's 1 question that was asked to you from the previous guest, and then you ask a question into the future of the next guest.
Hold on. What?
Oh, I see what he's saying. There's 3 questions regularly from these guys.
Yeah.
One of the questions we have to ask to the next guest, and then we have to
answer a question that was asked by
the previous guest.
Oh, yeah, cool. All right, we can do it.
Okay.
But do we know who the next guest is?
No, that's
no,
the magic
that's the fun part.
It's like a message in a bottle.
It could be a politician.
We're really trying hard to get Justin Trudeau.
I'm really like, trying really hard to get Justin Trudeau on this, man.
All right. Well, you know, we're just going to have to ask with a
and by trying hard, I mean I sent out one email.
Can I ask that question first?
To what?
No, just the one, whoever is going to answer the next question.
No, we'll wait for that. Give it time.
So these are actually like...
I've already got one, though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and because I've got like 10.
I wanted to ask how many hairs they have.
I was going to say I never remember all the questions, but now that I'm thinking about it, I actually do remember the questions.
I was going to ask on a scale of 1 to 10 how racist they are.
Drink, best time.
Why the fuck?
Because I'm checking with you. It's on air.
Best time drink toy.
Best time drink toy.
Betz's question is hyper loaded, but it's okay that it's these guys. I'm really glad it's them.
All right, fine.
All right, let's go.
First question is your favorite, like the
question. Do they both get the answer?
Yeah,
I think they should both give an answer.
If you guys can agree on something, though, if it was the same, that'd be awesome.
How are you?
It's just high fives. That's great.
All right.
Your favorite toy / plaything / thing that made you happy as a kid?
I had, as a kid, the Ninja Turtles pizza thrower.
Shit.
Which was really cool because it was like. I don't even know if they ever had that in the TV show or anything, but it was like kind of the colors of the turtle van. It was all
big.
Yellow with like a green shell. Yeah, it was. I don't know. It was maybe like size of a milk carton.
And
it was cool because you'd have like a little seat on the top. You could have a Ninja Turtle on, and then you'd put these little like plastic discs that had pizza stickers on them, so it looked like pizzas. You put them in this little thing at the top, and you'd turn on this little. Flick this switch and it would start spinning the pizza in there, and when you'd hit the button they would like launch out.
Fling out, yeah, I remember that.
And they'd shoot fucking far. Like me and my brother and sister, we used to like shoot each other with the pizza thrower.
I had a buddy of mine who had a Power Wheels, you know, like one of those like
the reason this segment takes a really long time is Walter's like, let's talk about my favorite toy.
No, the same toy though. No, but this
pizza
kid
was great.
This kid had a you know, like one of those like Power Wheel Jeep things.
That's not the same toy.
Let me fucking finish. And he had the pizza thrower thing. A fix
mounted on
it, like safari shit.
That's amazing.
Like, I also had army ants, which played with all the time. I had like at least a million.
Fucking army ants. Yeah, that shit was the best.
So pizza throw and army ants.
What the hell's army ants?
They're a bunch of fucking little
legs. They're basically G.I. Joes, but they're
smaller.
They're bigger.
They weren't bigger than G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
no, you're talking about the army dudes, like the little army.
No. The army ants that you could buy like a pack of.
No,
they're all red.
He's talking about the army guys. It was
no. Army ants were like big, and they had these big like plastic tails on them. They were like
pull off.
Yeah, you pull off the tails.
They had the blue ones and the orange ones.
Blue ones and orange ones. There's basically two teams, and yeah, they're really cool. There's guys with bazookas, guys with like recon, like you know, like calling in airstrikes. Guys with machine guns. It's kind of like, yeah, they were cool, man. Army ants were really cool.
Yeah, that was the shit. I remember that. My favorite toy is probably a plastic bag and rain boots. Pretending to be like a superhero. Dude. You tie the plastic bag around your neck like a cape, and then like you tear it open, tie it around your neck.
Yeah, let's be clear. You tear the bag open first, kids.
Yeah, okay. Listen.
Come on, kids.
Safe play here. You tie it around your neck like a cape. You put your rain boots on because that's what superheroes wear. And you run around in your underwear or diaper or whatever you're wearing. And you just run around the house punching things and save stuff. And by save things, I mean punch more things.
I just want to elaborate that Wes actually has really fantastic parents, and they probably gave him toys. But he's like, fuck you guys, and put this on. Like,
This is not like
they didn't give him the boots and like plastic bag for Christmas.
Like, have fun. Fun.
Knowing Wes's mom and dad
here,
were fantastic.
Here, I got this super C bag and some old boots. No, other than, I guess, material, like...
Oh, that's a good answer. But you don't have to change that.
No, that's
good. You don't have to explain yourself.
I don't know. I just remember the most fun I ever had was running around pretending to be a superhero with a plastic bag.
You know, it was either that or the Game Boy, whatever. All right.
Eggs were fun, too.
Oh, okay. Another. Hold on. I'm just going to put in one more... honorable mention, Ghostbusters, like, backpack and gun.
Oh, you had that.
I had that.
What did the gun do? Did it actually,
you could put, like, it shot this,
that
like,
ectoplasm.
You put this, like, thing in it, and it shot it, like, a... Yeah, exactly. It was, like,
a lot
fake,
of masturbation.
It was, I guess, like, a plastic version of, like, the beam that they shot out, and stuck it in, and you press the thing, and it, like... I tried to, like, its best to replicate the noise
from the
movie.
It sounded like the bass player from...
I was gonna sound, dude.
And it shot out this thing, and that was about it. And you know, but it was so cool. To, like, you had the gun,
the
rubber tube to hook up to the backpack, and you just run around your house with that. That's it. I had the bag first, and then when we got that shit, I was like, "What the fuck? I'm a Ghostbuster now."
Oh my god, I can't get my plastic bag and boots.
That's it. Oh,
yeah, I'm a super Ghostbuster.
That's it. I could wear that when my brother was at school, but when he was home, he would be wearing the Ghostbusters, so I had to make do.
Question second.
Favorite drink.
Favorite drink?
Drink.
Could water.
Be non-alcoholic, whatever.
Water.
You know what? I really like chocolate milk.
Oh.
But honestly,
like, no,
I'm trying not to drink milk anymore. I feel like I'm trying to wean up. But yeah, fuck it. Chocolate milk is so damn good. So good.
It's pretty good.
You already answered water. Would you like to change your answer to chocolate?
There's also a...
Sorry, filtered water.
I think it's Natrel that does like a dark chocolate milk.
Oh, that shit's good.
It's so good, man.
Can I ask you a question here?
That's
Has anybody
wicked.
In this panel ever drink Cocho? It's spelled like COCIO, and it's like a glass bottle. It's got a yellow label. I think it's got a rooster on it. It's a chocolate
it's super
milk
relevant.
Beverage.
You wonder why this segment takes a long time?
It's a chocolate beverage. You get it in the States. You see it in some episodes of Friends, and I had it in Denmark. And it's non-refrigerated. You buy it, it's non-refrigerated, dude.
Four Choco is what you're talking about.
What?
Four Choco,
yeah.
Chocolate Four Loco.
Four Choco.
Anyway, it's real good. Check it out.
I will check that out.
Yeah, that sounds cool, man.
Cocho. It's a non-refrigerated milk beverage. It's great.
They had this for a little while here. They were like, I remember they had like milk beverages that were like on the aisle. And I was like,
what the hell? Why is this not refrigerated?
Going bad.
Yeah, like, what?
No. You can get like when you get like a
energy things.
Yeah, like a breakfast supplements. That's like a lot of milk in there. They're not refrigerated.
So what's favorite beverage other than water?
Filtered water. He specified.
Filtered water. If not, piss.
Yeah. Now Wes honestly drinks my piss all the time.
Really,
he's drinking my piss right now.
Oh, there he goes, chugging it down. Okay, third question, most fun you've ever had, ever.
Apart from this podcast, of course.
Can I, you know what, let's do something. I'm going to answer for Wes, and he'll answer for me.
All right, the most fun Wes ever
I like
had.
This.
Most fun Wes ever had, honestly, and like from my experience is, I was working at a summer camp. And Wes was like a few years younger than me, and he came as a camper. And I guess I was like 17, and he was 14, right? And we're 3 years apart, I think. You're 23?
Whatever.
Yeah, ish. And yeah, we went and we ate ice cream out of a boat, like a canoe. It was like a banana boat with like it was a banana split in a boat. And then Wes and we ate ice cream. And, hold on a minute. So okay, it was a big canoe full of ice cream and chocolate and bananas and shit.
Full of ice cream.
And we leave the dining hall and the thing Wes says as he's leaving, he's like rubbing his stomach and he looks so happy and says, "Oh man, I wish I could go back in time to that time that I ate the ice cream." And I think that was Wes's fucking greatest moment. I think he loved that. And
was it actually in a canoe, like a canoe-sized canoe?
They put garbage bags down so it wasn't just in the canoe.
And it was just full of ice cream.
But it was like, yeah, they put the canoe. They lined it with garbage bags, like clean garbage bags. I would hope.
Clean garbage bags.
Didn't care at the time though.
Remember, kids. Always
the idea of saying garbage and ice cream in one sentence is not like there's ice cream and garbage bags in a canoe. But yeah, you scoop it out yourself and just like that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was good, eh?
All right.
Do you agree, Wes? You're not allowed to tell us what the actual one is, but just do you agree?
Do I agree if that's the most fun I've ever had? No, I don't.
You know what? You had to think about it. So you must have had a great time.
Like it's definitely top five.
But it is. It's pretty close. It's probably one of the better times I've had in my life.
Yeah. As soon as he's done, still has ice cream on the face. Man, I wish I could go back to that time.
Can I not say what? No, okay, fuck it. I'm going to say what Raz's was. Raz's favorite time ever was like fucking sucking my dick. Every day since we met. He's still telling me, "Yo, I'm having such a good time, dude."
No, I like how you weren't sure whether you should do that one first. Like, you're like, "Oh, I don't know if I should put this one out there."
No, I wasn't sure if I should say what my really best time was, like, for me.
No.
I can't. It was the ice cream.
You know, I only have such a great time because I close my eyes and pretend it's your dad's dick. That's what's really going on.
Duh.
Yeah. You're like, so his favorite time was.
I like to give a shout out to. I want to give a shout out to Jeff Patterson.
I also pretend it's my dad's.
Can I say something, by the way?
I look down and I pretend it's Nick.
When me and Catherine came home after the show on, we're coming back after the show on Monday. We ran it. Like I saw your dad on the Met show. Has anybody ever told you your dad kind of looks like Stephen King? Stephen King.
Okay.
Fucking the author of Stephen King.
Yeah, I can see that. If you pull up, like,
mid-80s era, like, sort of like.
I can see that. The hair and the glasses.
Like, sort of looks like Stephen King.
Yeah.
The jawline, I guess, is a little similar. I could see that. My dad would have to gain a bunch of weight, though. Stephen King's a fat motherfucker.
No, he's not.
He didn't used to be, man. Is that, like, new?
I mean, maybe he's gotten a little doughy now.
Maybe I'm hallucinating, but I thought he was a fat guy.
No, dude.
Is that your
next question?
You're confusing Stephen King and Dom DeLuise again.
or the Grimace.
Yeah, the Grimace.
Didn't the Grimace write all those fucking novels?
No, dude, that's Snuffleupagus.
From Dom DeLuise, the author of The Stand and The Shining.
I'm reading The Stand right now.
Nick's book. Fuck yeah.
Do you agree or disagree with that being the best time you've
Absolutely.
Had?
Absolutely.
Full
100%.
Full 100.
Hey, man, full 100 là-dessus, man. She fucking 2.0 là-dessus, man.
Are we allowed to answer our own versions of our own happiness?
Or nope.
Yeah, go for it.
No, I like
that. We're running.
Rass's version is better. That
no, because the real story is a lot less probably interesting. I don't know what it is. Not mine, but yours is. I'd have to think about it, you know? That's hard.
I don't. Fuck that. I swam with dolphins this summer. That shit was rad. Fuck you.
Did you feel like a superhero? Like that you had like some sort of a power?
Yo, I felt like I was coming. Dolphins.
But were any of the dolphins coming though? Because like I've heard that the dolphins get frisky doing that shit.
They looked pretty happy.
But like how happy? Like fucking full on erection happy or like?
They looked like they were smiling, but they always look like they're smiling. So I don't know.
I've heard. Have you ever heard that dolphins rape people sometimes?
Yeah, they get anxious. They get like excited and
they rub up on.
No, that didn't happen to me. But there was a big group of people, so I think they were a bit intimidated by all the people we were with. But like
they had performance anxiety.
I feel if we were alone, like me and the dolphins, I think we would have had a little.
And you would have like you would
have. What's the noise they make?
Gotten all up in the blowhole.
All up in. I mean, my girlfriend was there too, so
I felt like this gesture was necessary. To
of course, that's how dolphins do.
That.
But yeah, that was pretty.
I know weird dolphin sex facts that I'm just debating whether I should.
Either that or scuba diving, like going 40 feet under the ocean and seeing like a wreck.
No,
and
still
and
dolphin fucking.
Dolphin fucking was probably the funnest thing.
But
I've
imagine
ever done.
If you could have combined those two things. Imagine if you could have gone scuba diving with dolphins.
No, because yeah, then you would have. No, because then, because like if you like pull it out, like
it's not always about having sex. With
you get the bends in your cock.
Walter,
I don't know if scuba diving with dolphins is.
That's just true.
Really safe because
look it up,
can,
kids.
They can pull you out of a pressure zone like faster than you're supposed to, and blow up your lungs.
Yes.
So I don't know if scuba diving with dolphins.
But
is
man,
a great
unless
idea.
You went you scuba diving bent. And then you had more like a dolphin companion.
Well,
like,
them
not one that
like,
you like hung on to, but just one that like hung out with you.
That would be the like ultimate experience.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've done both things. Now I've got to combine them. That's my next goal, I guess.
Next question.
Raz, do you have a better answer? Or are you
good? No, I'm going to maintain sucking Wes's dick.
Sucking Wes's dick? Wait. Brackets pretending it's
pretending
his dad.
It, yeah.
Yeah, and him too pretending it's his dad.
Yeah.
Pretending he's sucking Stephen King's dick.
We should ask your dad what his favorite thing
is.
I wonder if my dad's favorite thing is me pretending... My
and
dick,
me too.
His dick is mine
yeah.
being sucked by Raz.
You ask your dad, what's your favorite thing? It's when my son gets his dick sucked by his best friend.
Pretending
and
it's mine.
Both him and his best friend are imagining that the dick is mine.
We're not best friends. We're gay lovers.
Oh, shit.
Heard of your first kids.
Gay lovers.
Next question.
This is a question submitted from our long-lost fucking friend.
Wait, what was the third question?
Third
that
question
was it.
Was you've had toy?
Drink. Oh, yeah, that was
water.
Best time.
Drink water.
This question is submitted from the last guest we had on the show, which is Chris Betts.
Who?
Do you know Chris Betts?
Who's that?
A comedian.
Yeah, the beard and he's yeah. a comic. Good comic.
He was a local funny man. Now
he's gone now.
Like
he moved. He left.
And now we have to answer his bullshit question.
Yeah, which is super.
What a fucking
asshole.
He's
like, you know what? I'm leaving. I'm going to make a fucking loaded question that makes you sound like an idiot. Which group is most socially useless?
Which
group of people is most socially
like
useless?
which subculture or which
any kind of group? I think
any kind of group.
It could
like
be a political
heads.
Group.
Hey,
it could be like an ethnic group. Please don't make it an ethnic group, by the way. It could be like a social
so group.
Most useless.
Which group is most socially
babies?
Useless?
Ah, that's nice. Good answer.
They
There's
don't do shit.
Fucking useless.
They actually do shit. That's
well,
the
mean,
only thing
they do.
Babies.
Old people. They're like babies, but older.
But they have a ton of knowledge.
They wear diapers. They're not socially...
Yeah, Wes, that's like hard.
They're not socially relevant anymore.
A
lot of them, anyways. Just based on people... I'm basing this on people I've talked to. They don't
I
know
love
the
how
fuck.
The
they
combined
watch,
sentiments
they,
of Nick and Wes is basically
the
Holocaust.
Two extremes... The two extremes of human living, being born and about to die. It's like it's pretty useless process.
If I could, I'm not, I don't want to
I don't want to be mean about it.
I don't
want to
change
but
it.
But I think but
I would
honestly
say senile old.
All right,
hang
okay,
on, hang
actually,
on, hang
yeah.
on a minute.
No, no.
I think the problem
oh.
here is
oh, no, that's my view.
The problem
you
here
said old
is
people.
We are interpreting useless as a bad thing. And cuz use, like when we say useless, we're talking about in terms of productivity and participating
yeah.
in society. Honestly, I take pride in being useless sometimes, you know, because, like, fucking, like, you know, you don't want to play the game. So, if that's what you're saying here, you know,
well, sir,
doesn't mean they're not beautiful and wonderful human beings.
It's a little bit.
But
I'm not...
as much as where the question goes, useless, yeah, fucking useless and proud of it, you know?
No, there's a lot of like, wise old people and stuff like that. With some people, with age comes wisdom. A lot of people...
Yeah, with,
not so much,
with AIDS comes wisdom.
With AIDS comes... Whizzing and
yeah.
with AIDS come wizards.
With AIDS come wizards. Yo, I wanna meet those cum wizards.
I wanna give a shout out to all the cum wizards.
Shout out to cum wizards.
I don't know. I guess I would just say that because there are a lot of the people who some of them are still voting, and I don't think their vote is relevant because a lot of them still just watch CBC and read the Gazette and. That's
oh, yeah,
not
sure.
that's
did
not
you,
irrelevant.
Did you hear that?
If you just read CBC and read the Gazette, you probably still have a pretty well-rounded like view, like
no, but there's
worldview.
I wouldn't
like,
say
goes,
that at
it
all.
It goes both ways, though.
I wouldn't say that whatsoever.
You have
and
old,
that's in
you
my opinion.
If you
my
watch
opinion,
CBC constantly
opinion,
and read the Gazette, like
in my
cover
opinion,
to cover every day,
you're
getting
gonna,
a lot of information.
You're going to know what's going on. You're not going to have the correct viewpoint of what's going on. You're going to see. Look, check it out. The way they present the
Listen,
information
this kid gets
is
his
different
information
than what's
from
actually
VHS
happening.
Tapes already. He knows what he's talking about.
Huh?
I said this kid gets his information from VHS tapes.
Yo, you know, I'm going to talk about relevance.
And Dreamcast.
No, I guess the more serious answer would be politicians.
Oh,
they're pretty useless.
Hey.
They're pretty useless.
That's too deep, though, I think.
But do you think that, like, ideally
But that's kind of mean because they're not the one, they don't really have a say, so.
Okay, but could you imagine if every decision was fucking, like, resolved like American Idol? We just be like, if you want this law, call in and vote. You're like, all right.
And like
that actually might be a more direct form of democracy.
But wouldn't that be sort of badass?
That's true democracy. I'm not saying it's a good idea.
But it would have to be presented in a way that people would understand it. The problem with...
Obviously. The problem with that is that Seacrest would control the votes. Like, he would just be like, hey, America!
These guys look the best. Vote for them!
And there'd be like some like senator
sadly,
being like...
Almost what happens in politics anyway. So whoever has the best haircut or who has the most coverage gets voted in. So.
I honestly always vote for the guy with the best haircut. Year after year.
Because, I mean, like, the guy with the best haircut knows what he's fucking doing.
He
I
want to
say there was a guy who voted in the last, was it the federal election?
Where he takes care of his hair.
Wes,
was it? Gold.
There was a guy who was running as an independent candidate in NDG in the last election. I think it was in the federal.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah, and this guy, I forget hair. What his name, what do you remember what his name was?
Beautiful hair?
No.
It was like something like Steve Johnson or whatever, and he had actual signs.
I think it was
himself,
Richard Johnson,
and it was just pictures of this guy. He had kind of like an afro, like you know, like a curly Jufro. You know what
Jufro,
I mean?
I was gonna
yeah,
say.
And his posters just said it had his name, and it said I love you.
I thought that was beautiful.
It was fucking awesome. Yeah. Wes ran to the fucking voting polls for the first time ever. He's like, I don't want to vote. Oh, fuck, this guy's running.
I had Raz drive me because I was going to be late to vote. And I was
Did you go to the right polling station?
I went to the right place. I went to the – it was in the Catherine booth.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
Nobody in NG went to the right place.
This guy, I don't know who he is. We'd like to give a shout-out to who he is. You know, we
I love
share
you
the love,
too,
man. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think I was living in the area when that happened.
You would have remembered.
Because I don't remember that shit.
You would have remembered those
years
posters.
Back, man.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was 2 federals ago. It was like 3 years ago.
No, this was the last federal.
You
remember this?
This was like 2 years ago.
It was
the last federal election.
I've voted in every election that I can.
I remember it was that election.
We didn't have a lot of posters.
It was that election that didn't make any sense because if you looked at the voting scheme, everyone voted NDP, yet the Conservatives still won somehow.
No, yeah. It's
just in Quebec, though, dude.
No, but it was the weird...
No, over the whole fucking... I looked at
the left-wing split. Like, if you look around all of Toronto, like... 50-60% of the vote is split up amongst like the Liberal Party and the NDP, and then the Conservatives won it with 30%. So you're like, wow, 70% of the people didn't want them or whatever,
and they still won.
And they still win. Now they have a majority government.
Interesting how it works.
There's like 60% of Canada didn't want Conservative government, but they have majority government.
So I just like to give a shout out to the system and just say that it works.
Yeah, it's
and
working
democracy
super well.
Is real, and you know we're not slaves. It's all good.
Keep voting because it really makes a difference, and. That's about it, man. Just believe in your politicians because they're going to save us.
No, yeah, they're all, you know, I'd like to give a shout out to all the politicians.
You need to make a concept album about politics.
That already exists. It's called There's a Mouse in the House.
There's a mouse in the house.
It's a sing-along. Don't stop it.
Can we go to the final question?
We need to ask
you guys
a question.
Need to agree upon a single question, in fairness, because then it would become 6 questions if you each
ask to ask a question?
So, yeah, you guys need to maybe talk it out. Jam it out.
I think.
Hug it out.
Just get a real question. None of this like was the most useless group. Chris Betts, that sucked. I'm sorry.
That's fine. He doesn't live here anymore. You can say whatever you want.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, one time I saw Chris Betts. we were downtown, and he just pulled down his pants and started pissing on his own dick.
Did you pretend?
he twisted it and like just
twist my penis. Dad.
Yeah, he twisted his penis.
And you were like, Wes's dad would never do that.
It was all over
I'm
the shaft.
I'm not sucking that.
Yeah, for sure, Wes's dad would never do that. He's a respectable man, you know.
There's no way I could imagine this dick is Wes's dad's.
No possible way. I tried and it didn't work. So a question for you.
I love how you refused to talk about the dream before, but you just did that and made an open reference to Jufros. But okay, never mind that, though.
Whatever, it's just not an interesting story. It has nothing to do with the fact that...
It was so funny. I told somebody else about that dream.
What's your favorite cereal? No, that's not good.
Next, I'm going to answer the question. Wait.
Yeah, wait.
Hang on.
It's a starting point. Just start spitting questions. Maybe you'll, click onto something.
What is your favorite sexual position? Has that been asked before?
No, but that's also, it's lame.
It's not good.
It's not lame at all.
What is your favorite...
What is your favorite cereal to eat while having sex?
Exactly. What is your favorite sexual position while watching The X-Files?
Olives. No pit or...
That's a...
Pit, no pit or pimento.
What do you call it?
What is your favorite...
The X-Files thing is... Oh, who the fuck's that band?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, it doesn't have to be favorite.
No.
Where do you live?
Give your precise address to the internet.
They have to answer it, don't they?
They do.
Mail,
that's a law. It's podcast
mail it
law.
To me, and I'll mail you many friendly notes.
You guys, come on.
You don't think too hard about it, man.
Nick is like forming a question. But then if Wes doesn't like it, it's going nowhere.
I'll probably like it. I'm just tired of coming up with things, is all.
Oh, yeah, here's my question. Can you believe...
in love.
It's just a yes or no question. Can you believe that gullible is not in the dictionary?
Yeah, I like that question.
Yeah, it's good.
We're sticking with it.
Sticking with it? Can you believe
and hopefully he'll go, or he or she will go, what, really? And
but I think our phrasing is what's going to make this question, or like our delivery of this question is really what's going to make it.
Oh, you get this one.
What?
This is yours.
All right.
You got to pay it up.
I'll do it.
Especially
it's
if
good.
Especially
I'll ask this one for you guys.
Especially if it's...
I'll make sure I ask it right, too. Right. Can you guys believe that gullible isn't in the dictionary?
Like, that's don't all even, ask it. Don't even say you're transitioning into the fifth question. Just jump in.
Yeah.
Be like, hey.
Yeah. Catch them off guard.
I think that's good. I think it's a good Zing question.
It. So do you guys have anything else you want
honestly,
to
ask them if they've ever murdered
yo,
anyone.
Yo, yo, yo.
And also, and then that being said, have
real
you ever murdered
hey,
anyone?
Hey, here's a real question for you. Zucchini, fruit or vegetable?
That's just a vegetable. There's not even a debate
vegetable.
On that one, man.
There's no debate.
It's actually a fruit. You're wrong. There's seeds in it.
It's not in the dictionary, too.
There's seeds and vegetables. What's a pumpkin?
It's a fruit.
Bullshit.
No.
You can look up what makes a fruit, and it's something retaining
but everything
seeds.
Has seeds.
Everything's a fruit.
Thanks, Wes. This is Everything's
lettuce,
a Fruit
lettuce,
with Wes Patterson.
Lettuce
doesn't have seeds.
Lettuce is a vegetable.
Neither does eggplant.
Eggplant has seeds in it.
Really?
Does that mean that bagels are fruits?
Bagels
yes,
are
yes
fruits.
Very much so.
What about a carton of milk?
It's a vegetable. There's
vegetable.
Seeds in there somewhere, I think.
Hey, what's up,
This is
we're commenting on the football game.
We're in the future.
We're Madden NFL 2012.
We're Madden NFL 2017. So, guys, wrap it up. Do you got anything else you want to plug?
So you Mike got going. Butt. You talked about the new album.
I just want to plug my butt.
So do I.
Do you have any show that you know that's coming up in your future that you want to plug?
No, we have no shows booked right now.
This is a podcast that's going to go up in like 3 or 4 weeks, so just pretend you do.
Okay, we got a show tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, like a Christmas show.
Yo, you're going to miss it anyway, so fuck that.
Tomorrow night, Halloween.
Secret show. Just be a number if you have it.
I can't tell you shows we're playing. I can tell you the shows I'm going to, though.
Municipal Waste and Napalm Death at Fuffs on the 31st of October.
I'm absolutely
that's
going
good.
To that.
You're playing Fuffs on the 31st?
We're not playing.
I'm going to see it. There's a show happening at Fuffs on the
that
31st.
That show's
going to
be awesome.
It's going to be fucking rad.
So this happened.
I feel like this
Mixmaster Mike should be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I just want to tell everyone, I hope you have it.
Yeah, just a lot of love, you know?
Walter took his headset off.
You're not having.
Walter just shoved his ass in my fucking head.
Alright. Yo, good night.
Let's go plug yourself, Walter's a fucking dick.
Good night, Montreal.
Take shots at Walter if you want.
This is live, by the way.
Let's just go plug yourself. We were here with the talking members.
Can I have the end speech?
Go for it.
Can I say you've been listening to the talking heads. This is Go Fuck Yourself. And this is Billy Corgan saying goodnight and thank you. And, you know.
And I have no air.
I'm Billy Corgan. I have alopecia. That's really what's going on. I get plugs for my eyebrows. It's great. Yeah.
Billy Corgan lost his hair in the 90s. We're gone.
Yep.
No,
you had no hair in, like, 1994, man.
Dad.
But you've been listening to television and, you know.
We never talk about pro wrestling in this podcast.
No, we gave them the sign-off.
Oh.
We're done.
Oh.
No, they're still talking.
Okay.
They can sign off however they want.
Yo, I just want to say this is going to be really loud.
I just want to say this is going to be really loud. All right, good night.
That motherfucker is the dog, an animal. Is he a little motherfucker? I can saw it. Hey, motherfucker. Is he here? What? You're dead. Fucking motherfucker. Is he a fool? What do you think? Hey, I'm carrying a fucking DMI. Is he
Hey everyone, it's me again, wasting your time at the end of the podcast where it doesn't matter anyways. Look, if you're a fan of the show and the site in general, please take the time to like us on Facebook. We are number9to5dotcc, 9to5.cc on Facebook. And also follow us on Twitter. We're at @number9to5cc on Twitter. So, and also be sure to check back on the site for something on Mondays, probably. We have Zombies and Loathing After the Bomb usually on Tuesdays. We have a new comic in 9 to 5 Illustrated every Wednesday. A new podcast every week, usually on Thursday. It's either going to be a 9ES or a Go Plug Yourselves. And on Fridays, we have Fine Arts with either Sophie and Scott. And, you know, maybe John will even contribute one of his mega articles at some point, too. You can only hope. All right, thanks.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.